This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says it is tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that has been spotted over U.S. airspace for a couple of days. The Pentagon decided not to shoot it down due to risk of harm for people on the ground. A senior defense official says the U.S. has very high confidence it is a Chinese high-altitude balloon and says it was flying over sensitive sites to collect information. One of the places the balloon was spotted was Montana, which is home to one of the nation's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. Even before the Chinese spy balloon was spotted over the U.S., tensions were elevated between the two countries. AP's Lisa Dwyer has details.
Tensions with China are particularly high on numerous issues, not the least of which is China's understood support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's refusal to rein in North Korea's expanding ballistic missile program and ongoing disputes over trade and technology. On Tuesday, Taiwan scrambled fighter jets, put its navy on alert, and activated missile systems in response to nearby operations by 34 Chinese military aircraft and 9 warships. 20 of those aircraft crossed the central line in the Taiwan Strait that has long been an unofficial buffer zone. Beijing has also increased preparations for a potential blockade or military action against Taiwan.
That was Lisa Dwyer reporting. The third day of his trip to Africa, Pope Francis told leaders of the Catholic Church and the Democratic Republic of Congo they can help fight the injustice that has plagued the region for so long. As Francis arrived outside a cathedral, a group of protesters gathered to urge the Pope to address sexual abuse on the part of Catholic priests and to punish those responsible. They carried banners urging the Pope to use the law to stop sexual abuse.